This is the fascinating halachic issue this year, Rosh Hashanah, that we don't take a shofar on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. The Gemara in the Bavli presents two opinions, Reb Levi versus Rava. And Reb Levi is of the opinion that it's darshan from the pasuk of Zichron Shrua, that the Torah was coming to tell us that we should not blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Seemingly is mashma that there's an issa d'oraisa to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechab Shabbos, which lended itself to two kashas that Rava asked. Number one, if so, why is it mutter in the mikdash? Number two, why is it usher if it's not a malacha? There's no malacha when you blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechab Shabbos. So Rabbi Isai, the truth is, and I sent you in Reb Zevin Sefer a copy of it, but I didn't have on the Ramah Rekhaim, is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi itself presents itself differently than the Bavli. The Yerushalmi happens to hold that there is a drasha like Reb Levi of Zichron Shrua telling us not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechab Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk of the Karavtem that B'mokum Sheyesh HaKrova, when there's karbanos in the Mikdash, then there is a heter on that iser. That even on Rosh Hashanah Shechab Shabbos, there would be a heter to blow shofar. So that would answer the situation of the mikdash, which Rav opposed to Rav Levi. Yesterday, we suggested a different possibility, how Rav Levi would get out of that issue. And that was based on the Chiddush of the Yom Trua. That the Chiddush of the Yom Trua was assuming there is an iser d'oraisa according to Rav Levi. Yet since it's in the Mukdash and the Isser de Araisa was stemming from what? From Shabboson? The fact that you should have a mitzvah, a positive commandment to create a Yontif and Shabbos environment. So therefore, there is a problem on Shabbos for you to blow shofar that destroys that Shabboson. And if that's the case, the reason why it doesn't apply to Mikdash, says the Yom Trua, because even on a biblical level, Ein Shvus BaMikdash. A fascinating Chiddush of the Yom Trua. Usually we assume the concept of Ein Shvus BaMikdash, as the way Rava explains, is that that applies to Derabbanans. Gzeros, Derabbanan don't apply to the Mikdash. But now Reb Levi, according to the Yom Trua suggestion, I was speaking to Reb Solovsky yesterday, I said this over to him. He said, wow, that's a Chiddush, the Yom Trua. That Ein Shvus BaMikdash is Mamish Adin, even on the Doraisa of Shabboson. That would be a chiddush legabe Reb Levi, but you have to answer Reb Levi. If you don't use the Yerushalmi, you're really stuck. Why is it that the Mikdash, if you really hold it, there's a bona fide Isser over here, you're really stuck. Why is it that Mikdash should be any different? In terms of the second kasha of Rava, it's not a malacha, so why is it Asser? So that's not necessarily such a kasha. That's not necessarily such a kasha. We find times that there are Isurim that are applicable, that are not necessarily classic malachas. Number one, an example, tchumen. Tchumen is not necessarily a malacha per se. Shvisas behemto is not necessarily a malacha per se, but there still is a chi of the araisa when it comes to these dinim. So it could be that tkiyas shofar on Shabbos would have that same issue of shvisas behemto, shvisas avdo, tchumen, all of those things. The kasha, so it could be also the araisa, but it's not necessarily a malacha. So that's not necessarily a kasha. The kasha is, Rabbi Isai, is that you really have to answer yourself, which we didn't get to, is if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, so why isn't it an Issa D'Oraisa every Yontif? Every Rosh Hashanah. So one could answer, what do you mean? Every Rosh Hashanah, the Torah has a mitzvah of Yom Trua. So the Torah took an Issa, an existing Issa of Shabbos, and the Torah said, ignore it, or be deiche it. That's the reason why on Yontif. Or perhaps the mitzvah Eson suggests that perhaps only Malachas carried over from Shabbos to Yontif. Perhaps there's a Tosis later on we're going to see in Pesachim, we're going to spend time on that Pesachim. On Daf Hei Amid Beis, that Tosis tells us all these other Isurim associated to Shabbos that are not classic Malachos, that only applies to Shabbos, that doesn't apply to Yontif. So if that's the case, like the Mitzvah Eisan says, that if that would be the case, Rabbi said, there wouldn't be, you know, Shvisas Behemto, Shvisas Avdo. Minchas Chinuch uses this Tosis to possibly explain why Kiddush on Yontif might only be the Rabbanon, the Magen Mishnah says, and not the Oraisa like on Shabbos, because all the other aspects of Kedushas Hayom that are non-Malachas never carried over from Shabbos to Yontif. So that's a wild idea that you could possibly suggest that the Isser, and it was never enacted when it came to the right, when it came to Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. It was only Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos that created this Isser D'Oraisa of Shabbos and of Zichron Shu. So that's just a little background. Everybody says some of the Makaris that are on the second sheet that I'm sure most of you didn't get up to, just in terms of understanding the background of the Gemara. Yesterday, we introduced ourselves to the fascinating approach of Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyon HaShas, that he suggests that perhaps Zichron Shu, according to Rava, meant, because another question that we raised yesterday is, what does Rava do with the psukim that Rav Levi based himself off? Rava is very nice that he explains that it's only Gzeir Derabanan and biblically it's not Usser. So what do you do and how do you darshan those psukim? So we suggested perhaps, according to Yosef Engel, a chiddush nifla ad l'maod, maybe it's referring to a historic Gzeira that already existed in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that pasuk was alluding to that Gzeira. Just a lot of you guys were a little shooken up with that pshat. It was a little wild, although it does explain the psukim, but it's not usually the formulation of the way you understand the darshan psukim. Perhaps one could suggest that that Zichron Shua, according to Rava, means the Amiras HaPsukim, like we said, Rashi held against the Ramban. That might be biblical, but that runs into problems because the Gemara says later on that it's only Derabbanan, like the Ramban asks against Rashi. And when you have a choice of two cities, you choose the city where there's Shofar because it's D'Oraisa as opposed to the Amiras HaPsukim. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Daled Amud Beis. It's a little bit of a difficulty. So maybe Rashi meant only on Yontif, not on Shabbos. When there's no Shofar, it becomes biblical. Or I suggest another possibility, perhaps Zichron Shu is referring to the Kavana that a person has to have when he blows Shofar, that it's not just the regular Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, but it has to really resonate and it has to be a higher level of Kavana, something that the Beis HaLevi suggests in his Tshuvas, which clearly is a Havamina of the Gemara early on in Rosh Hashanah. So you have to work on that issue, Rabbi Say. It's inconclusive. How Rava dealt with the Psukim that Rab Levi Darshan, and we pointed out, it's interesting that the Gemara never even presents that as an issue, never challenges Rava, that Rava seems to be stuck with certain psukim that are not defined and that are not dealt with. So that's something that the Gemara kind of leaves you off with, which is a little bit interesting. So ultimately, the Gemara comes out and the Gemara says that there is a Gzeira de Rabba, this is only be de Rabbanan, as Yosef pointed out, even within Rav Yosef Engel, that is a gzeira that existed in the times of the Torah, but it only had a rabbinic capacity. It only was on a level of the Rabbanim, because the Gemara says beferish, at least in the Bavli, that midoraisa mishrashari against the Rishal and against Rabbi Levi. So bottom line, Rabbi say, we paskin like this end of the Gemara, the conclusion that it's a gzeira de Rabbanim, shemi avirenu daladam is precious Rabbim. A person inadvertently might carry the shofar when trying to fulfill the mitzvah or learn about the mitzvah, and then he will ultimately transgress the biblical violation of Shabbos, and that's why we wanted to annul and remove the mitzvah so that he shouldn't, chas v'shalom, run into such a trap. So the Rishonim raised the following shaila. As we pointed out yesterday, the Rishonim all asked, I just lost my waiting room. Sorry. Oh boy, how do I do this?
Rob, do you see participants at the bottom?
Participants. One second. I gotta go back to full screen.
You want me there?
I just, people are still coming. Yeah, but your co-host doesn't work for me, Moshe.
I think I just get it like 30 seconds later.
Great, because people are coming in. Moshe. I don't see you. Where are you? Moshe. Moshe ba. You got it?
I think Menachem is the co-host now, but
okay, Menachem, you're the co-host. Who's the co-host?
Yeah, Paltov is Menachem.
I guess.
Menachem?
Yeah, I guess.
Co-host?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay, Mazel Tov. Okay. Do me a favor, let anyone come in who's late and give them a little Musar Shmuz afterwards, okay?
For sure. It'll just pop up on my screen?
I guess so. I don't know. The Musar Shmuz won't pop up. That you could have to come up.
Yeah, Rebbe, I switched from my phone to my laptop.
Okay, no problem. So Rabbi Isai, so that's the Rishonim's Kasha. So ultimately, why did the Gemara choose to make a gzera that you're going to carry the Alad Abbas versus Arabim? It's Lechora going to first be an issue of Hotzah that needs to be the gzera, and that's usually the way we assume to carry to the issue to refer to carrying is to be Motzi Mirshus Hayachid to Rishus Arab. That's the Kasha of all the Rishonim. Simplest answer is the Ritva, is the Rambam, that the Gemara is Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka Yavirenu. It's just one of the examples, but it's also Yotzien. But clearly the Rishonim took the Gemara at face value, and the Gemara, and they read the Gemara literally, which begs itself, that begs the explanation, you know, why is it that we're ignoring the issue of Hotzah on Shabbos? So comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, because there's not going to violate Hotzah. Because the reason why you're not going to violate Hotzah is because this guy might have picked it up. He might have tried it out. And he saw, you know what, I'm really not qualified. And then he's going to go walk to his Chabad Shliach. He's going to walk to a person who's going to train him how to blow shofar in the middle of Idaho. And as we pointed out yesterday, a beautiful idea that we stop all of our schuyos, we stop all of our mitzvahs on behalf of even just one yid in the faraway land that might end up without an Erev and like a carry, or everybody say it's a chshash, I'll be chshash, I'll be chshash. But if one guy's going to suffer, so then we're all going to make sure that we're going to be in the same boat. It's a beautiful, beautiful concept to internalize. But the problem is, Rashi says the reason is because when he picked it up, yeah, Judah.
Didn't we learn, I think like last week, that we don't make a gezeira based on one person?
Oh, the Tosafot are being a parrots. Okay, so I hear. Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz said that, the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz said that that's why we're not going to make the gzera of Bdikas Chametz, the Takara Bdikas Chametz by a Nazir. Right, beautiful. Who said that?
It's not one person. There are probably a lot of people like that.
So what Yosef's saying is that Idaho has like six Jews. What? Yeah, I hear. It's a good kasha. So first of all, maybe there have been a parents will say it's more common not to have an Erev. And in theory, it's something that is shayach to all of us. It just happens to be that, you know, we take care, you know, we don't have Rishus or Avin D'Oraisa, but like, it's not something that like is only applicable to a nazir. You know, like this is applicable to all of us. It's just based on our location. You're the difference I'm saying. So Rabbi Isai, it's a good point. I like the horror though. So Rabbi Isai, Lamaisa, it's a great kasha, Judah. I really like that. I'm going to think about that in Rosh Hashanah. Gevaldik. Mamash shtelling to a Rabbeinu Peretz and psochim to a gzera de rabba. That gives the Rabbeinu Shalom Nachas. Ah. So Rabbi Isai, the kasha is, so Rashi goes on to explain, he says, when you picked it up, you're missing Malachas Machshavas, you're missing the Kavana to be mighty. You were trying to blow, you realize, gatenished, it's not working out, you know, I got to go get some tips, where to put my tongue, how do I do this, you know, I never really tried this out, I never really thought of the mitzvah beforehand, and like, I should have done some preparation beforehand, and I got to go to this, thank God for Chabad. You know, like, I got to go and get some training on Yontif, and now I'm going to go continue walking out. So when you picked it up, the Akira Rishayna, when you picked it off from the ground, so it wasn't Aldas Lahotzi, and Memela, that's not going to be Chayav on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Isai, what Rashi says over there is accepted. That's true. That's Melechus Machshevus. You do need that. And when you pick it up, that's Gemara's, that it has to be Aldas Lahotzi, and then you need to be Miniachit in the Rishus HaRabim. No one's arguing with Rashi's explanation. We're arguing on Rashi's application. Rashi applying that to be the story over here, That's very problematic. Why? Because as Tosis points out, because just as much as you're saying that that's true when it comes to Hotzah, so that's true if I find it in Rishus HaRabim also. So, you know, we were talking, Jeremy and David and I were trying to figure out the situation of when a guy is going to be Mavir Dalet Amos without Hotzah. So we thought, like, you know, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, you're like by the Kotel, or you're by some like public area, and there's like a table of shofars, and you pick one up, and you start walking, and you try to find a baki in Rishus HaRabim. So I don't understand something. So Lamaisa says, Tysis, when I picked it up, I also, it's the same story. It's not going gate-nish. And then I start walking to the baki, and then I go. So the Akira Arishayna was lacking. The Melech Machsheves, Aldas, Lahavir, Dalet Amos, whatever you say by Otsah, that should be the case when it comes to Mavir Dalet Amos as well. Right? Moshe.
If the whole gezeira is built around the fact that you might go chase after a bucky because you don't have the knowledge, so why not just put the meaning? Why not say, okay, fine. So unless you're a bucky, when Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah coincides with Shabbos, so therefore you could still blow, but it has to be a bucky either in the Beis Din or in their house or whatever it is. Meaning, because that person's not going to go chase after someone else. Meaning the whole shash kind of goes away. So why not?
Why didn't they make a takana that it should be that only Bekiim could blow shofars?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So Moshe, yeah, I'll tell you why, because everyone in this room thinks that they're a bucky.
Sure.
It's very difficult, it's a difficult takana. If you have a bezdin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, then I could hear that, or like Rashi says, Sanhedrin Gedolah, okay. By the way, Rabbi, say we didn't even get a chance to talk about this. That which we spoke about yesterday about the bezdin, right? Is it limited to Sanhedrin Gedolah? Right? In Yavne?
The rift. Isn't that a focus in the Mishnah?
Oh, so according to the Tanakhama, it would be any Bezdin, right? Yeah. But what about, is that any Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, or is that any Bezdin of three? And what about Bizman Azeh that you don't even have Smicha? Smuchin. You know why this question is interesting? Rabbi said the Rift Paskin like that. The Rif Paskin that it meant any Bezdin and even meant even Bezdin Bizman Azeh that don't have Smicha. You know why that's interesting? Because about 120 years ago, there was a Rav, Rav Elio Schlesinger. And he said, based on this Rif, and based on the Rambam that we learned yesterday, that guess what, guys? He blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechabah Shabbos in the Old City. And he had some serious backing, some real guns. That it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, but like, first of all, we're in Yerushalayim, we have a Bezdin, the Rif, the Rambam. Why not? So there was a lot of Rabbanim that were also against it. And obviously, it doesn't exist Bizman Hazeh. It's not done. But that's all the backdrop. Everybody say every single Machlokes over here is going to play out Halacha L'maisa. Now, Rabbi Isai, what's even more interesting is Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. I'm getting way off topic right now. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote a tshuva. He wanted to know, okay, I'm not going to blow shofar. But like, you know what? Rav Schlesinger, like, he's going out on a limb on this one. But like, Lamaisa, he has a riff that applies to any Bezdin. He has a Rambam that's the Old City. Can I ask you guys a question, Rabbi Isai? I go to Nativ, okay? Should I go to hear the shofar? What do I lose? What do I lose? Well, maybe you'll lose the Shechianu tomorrow. Whoa, 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 whoa. This is already, wow. Guys, it's Chaval we can't spend Yontif together because there's a lot to talk about, okay? Or what about the, okay, there's some other shilas. Like, so should I go? Should I not go? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to know. Okay, good. Mirtz Shem, maybe we'll even talk about it next week because it might have to do with shaking a lulav on Shabbos when before Sukkot. Yeah, Yosef.
I mean, do we find anywhere else where we?
By the way, that's why I've been bombarding you guys with Myron Kaimis, because like this sugya is just like a bomb, like it just flows and flows and flows. So sorry about all the Myron Kaimis. Yeah,
Yosef. Do we find anywhere else where we were where mevato din deraisa based on the chashash derabanan besides Sukkah, besides lulav and shofar?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say let's say, not sitting in a sukkah with your table half in and half out. Maybe you're gonna go in the table half in the house.
What's the?
There's a gzeira shemi yimashich achar shulchano, and you're gonna be eating outside the sukkah.
I'm saying that's not mivato the entire mitzvah of sukkah.
It's just to cancel it entirely.
Yeah, I don't understand how we're mivato a din d'oraisa of shofar.
Oh, so Yosef trying to bring me on to another sugya that really connects to this year. The Rashba asks a kasha in Rosh Hashanah on Tezvav, Rabbi Yisai, that not only is Yosef asking a kasha that how do the rabbis have the ability to cancel a mitzvah? Do the rabbis have the ability to cancel a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai? Or cancel a din d'oraisa? Who knows the Gemara and Yevamos?
Isn't it passively?
Oh, excellent. Yosef's 100% right. So the Gemara says that if you're passively canceling the mitzvah, then you're allowed to. But if you're actively canceling the mitzvah, then you're not allowed to. So over here, what are the rabbis telling you to do? Not to take a shofar. So that they're allowed to do, right? They're allowed to do that.
Passively based on a chashash derabanan.
Ask the Rashba, what do you mean? They're diminishing the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's a violation midoraisa of Baal Tigra. I have 613 mitzvahs that I have to do. And the Torah is now telling me to not do one of the mitzvahs. Chazal don't have that capacity. Okay, that's the Rashba's kasha. We got to see that in Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai, but for maybe next week, we'll be lying in that. There's so many fundamental sugyas that are going on. Now you know, al derech halomdis, why the Cheshek Shlomo called this yontif Rosh Hashanah Shechav Shabbos. It's a yontif. Ah, so many halachas, Rabbi Yisai. There's al derech hadrush and there's al derech halacha. So Rabbi Yisai, there's the how and the what, and then there's the why. Okay, so everybody, that's the Thursday Parsha Shmuz, and then the Halacha Shir on and the Lumdis on later on. Givaldi. Okay, so right, get back. We can't get off too many tangents. A lot to talk about. It's a whole Turi Evan and Arash, but not for now. Shabbai said, what's with Otsah? What's with Havara? Why is Rashi saying this? What Rashi's saying is incorrect. So therefore, Rabbi said, what does Tosa say? Tosa says it's all a technical point. It's all a practicality. When I walk by definition by Otsah, what am I walking through? I'm walking through the doorway. I'm walking through walls. I'm kissing the mezuzah. I know I have a line of demarcation. I remember, this is a different domain than that. So memela, by definition, a person's going to remember, wait a second, I'm not allowed to carry. There's no otzah. There's no Erev over here. This is a problem. A person's going to remember. He's not going to violate otzah. Practically. When it comes to avars, daladams, there's no line of demarcations. It's all rishus harabim. So the memela, what? I'm going to pick it up, and then I'm going to stop for Amos Labor. I'm going to violate the Yisr de'oraisa. So everybody say, Tosas is a gaval. Tosas a grape shot. What did Rashi look? So comes along the Yom Trua. The Yom Trua says a chiddush nifla ad lamo'od. We already had one chiddush of Yom Trua. Legabe ein shvus b'mikdash. Legabe the machlok is Reblevi and Rava. But now the Yom Trua has a second whopper of a chiddush. Comes along the Yom Trua, Rabbi Yisai, one of the classical Achrayim on Rosh Hashanah, and he says, a chiddush nifla ad lamo'od. He says, how do you know that there's an Isser to carry Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah? What's the answer? Is there a Pasuk?
Halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Without the Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the Gemara tells me in Shabbos, Tzadivav and Mabez, I would not have known that there's an Isser to carry Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah. What's the Isser? What's the malacha? Carrying from one domain to the next domain, whether it's Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's what was included until Hazorik, until the 11th parak of Shabbos. I don't even know that there's a concept called Ma'abir Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah. And I didn't know that even from the Torah Shebichsav. I only know it from the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Rabbi Yisai, Yesh Lachkor. Whenever you learn a sugya of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, what is the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai coming to tell you? You have such an idea that Reb Chaim develops when it comes to Orla in Chutz La'aretz. There is a Halacha, like we pointed out, Rabbi Yisai, Moshe, we pointed out that the man goes in your backyard. There is an Isser, if you know when the tree was planted, that Orla Vaday Asr even is Asr in Chutz La'aretz. If you know for sure that it's in the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat that fruit in Chutz La'aretz. Orla Safik is Mutter, right?
So comes along Reb Chaim and he says, "What's the? That's a halacha l'moshe misinai. What's the nature of that halacha l'moshe misinai?" He says, "Is that coming to now include that in the din de oraisa of Orlo in Parshas Kedoshim that we have in Eretz Yisrael? That when it comes to Orlo Chvadai, this same Isser that applies in Parshas Kedoshim now applies in Chutz Laaretz as well? Or is the halacha l'moshe misinai coming and telling you a brand new halacha that has an independent status and an independent reality?" Reb Chaim comes and explains, Reb Osai, a fascinating machlokas. The halacha is that when it comes to the fruits of the fourth year in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Osai, are you allowed to eat them? Netter Revai, what's the din? Anyone know? The fruits of the fourth year, anyone know?
You have to bring them into Yerushalayim.
You have to bring them in Yerushalayim. Excellent, just like Maaser Sheni. So here's Reb Chaim's questions. Machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. Do you have to bring the fruits of the fourth year also to Yerushalayim? Do they have Kedusha in Chutz La'aretz? Or does it only apply to Orla the first 3 years? Says Reb Chaim. What's the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Gaonim? It depends on the Chakira. What's the nature of the Halacha L'moshe Misinai? Is the Halacha L'moshe Misinai telling me a new Halacha? Introducing a brand new halacha that therefore is not going to apply outside of the years of Arla? Or is the halacha, halacha, not ha-mechadeshes, says Reb Chaim, a halacha ha-mefareshes. It extrapolates and it explains the existing halacha that applies to Arla in Parshas Kedosh. Marav Raboisai, the same idea applies, perhaps, when it comes to the halacha l'moshe misinai, of carrying Dalid Amos in Rishus HaRab. What's the nature of the halacha l'moshe misinai of carrying Dalid Amos in Rishus HaRab? Is that a halacha ha-mechadeshes, a brand new Isser? And therefore one could even argue it's not going to follow the rules and regulations of what? Of every other malacha that has what? The basic Baleches Machsheves? And therefore if you picked it up, you're not going to have das to move it, like the Yom Truah is arguing in Rashi? Or no? Perhaps no. Havara, Stalid Amis, is a halacha hamifareshes. It relates back to the original Isser that we're aware about from the Torah, the classic malacha of what? Of Hotzah. And whatever particulars and dinim applied to the din of Hotzah are now going to also equally apply to Havara's Dalet Amos Birshus HaRab. Rabbi said, do we have anyone who might explain to us and tell us any tzad of this Chakira? So I think we do. I think we have a Baal Amor. The Baal Amor tells us, where did the Rebbeinu Shalom get this idea from? Where did this concept of carrying Dalet Amos Birshus HaRab, your namamish not carrying from inside and outside, it's not at all similar to anything that we're used to. So says the Baal Amor, what is the nature of carrying Dalid Amos Bereshus HaRabim? Comes along the Baal Amor and he says, whoa, 1 second. The Gemara tells us that Dalid Amos Shel Adam Kainalai. He has a virtual domain for Kinyonim, right? For many different areas of Halacha, that his Kinyon Dalid Amos, that's his domain. So Mamela, that's the way Chazal knew that when you carry Dalet Amos, you just did what? A type of Hotzah. Yeah, there wasn't a line of demarcation, there wasn't a wall, there wasn't a door, but by definition, Havara is a type of Hotzah. Rabosai, according to the Baal Amor, what's the nature of the halacha l'moshe misinai lefi Reb Chaim's Chakira in Arla? It's not a halacha blank, but it's a halacha blank.
It's mifreshes, no?
It's mefareshes, it's not a halacha mechadeshes. Excellent. But perhaps, Rabbi Isai, according to the Yom Truah, Rashi held that that's not the pshat. Havaras Dalet Amos is a brand new malacha. And it has no shaychus to Otzah, and it's not about Kinyan Dalet Amos. And it's a brand new Isser. And therefore, it could follow its own rules and regulations. And it wouldn't necessarily have to be patterned off of the dinim of carrying from one domain to the next, the malacha of Hotzah. Yeah, Yosef.
Our Gemara doesn't say anything about Hotzah whenever it says Maver Dalet Amos. Could that be a raya that it's a Mechudeshes? Meaning it doesn't say Hotsa. Didn't we ask that yesterday also? That why didn't it just say Hotsa?
No, that is that's all the Rishonim's kasha. Why didn't it say Hotsa? But that's irrespective of what the lumdus of Havar is, which we want to know. That's also very practical and probably even more practical. Yeah, Julian.
Just because it's Mechudeshes, so that explains why it doesn't have the same exact dinim as Hotsa, but that doesn't explain why it would be more Chamor. Why is it Chayef? I still don't understand that.
Meaning, because it's not a Malacha. It's like a new, din. So it's just like...
Since it's not a Malacha, then Meleches Machsheves doesn't apply to it.
I think so. It's very mechudish, Rabbi Yisai. It's not the pashtus to say what the Yom Truah says, but the Yom Truah said it in order to explain this Rashi. So that's in terms of that approach. The Yom Truah himself has another suggestion to answer the Rishonim's kasha that the Rishonim themselves didn't answer, and he says once we know that the Gemara tells us that the source of Havara is only Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So maybe that's the answer to this peculiar kasha. Why is this guy, why are we concerned that this guy's going to carry Dalet Amos and we're not concerned that he's going to be Motzi? So he says, well, it's just based on the sources. One of them is one of the Malachas, is Beferish Psukim, and the other one is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So maybe the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai of Havara's Dalet Amos is not as popular. He might not know. It might not be on his radar. And therefore, you'll be concerned that he's going to carry Dalet Amos as opposed to being concerned that he's going to be motzi from one rishus to rishus. Everything that the Yom Truah says really was a big chiddush. Even that is a big chiddush because you don't really, differentiate. And the pashas we usually assume is that the dinim of Otsa apply to Havara. So it explains Rashi, it defends Rashi, but it's a very, very, very mechudish pshat, as is chiddush from yesterday. To say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is applying to Shvusim D'Araisa is also a chiddush nifla ad lamaod. But there's a reason why he said them. The kashas are kashas. It's much easier just to leave it off with a kasha and not to deal with it. But Rabbi Yisai, if you remember from the shmuz from last week, and this is what I love about this sugya, is that the lumdis and the machshava, the shmuzim and the halacha, it's all one sugya. It's all one mahalach. It's all one chativa. It can't just be the what and the how. It's got to be the why. You know what I'm saying? It's an emes. It's a mahalach achayim. So Reb Kiva Eger, Rabbi Yisai, if you remember, had a kasha that he learned with his grandson, Reb Shlomo Eger, who became a chassid. If you remember, he had this kasha, and it's in the Reb Kiva Eger that I sent you on the Maamar Mekaymus, on our daf. Reb Kiva Eger said, I don't understand. According to Ben Azai, the Yerushalmi asks, according to Ben Azai, that holds when a person is walking. So he's mahalach ka'omid adami. The way you analyze walking is starting and stopping and starting and stopping. So you're never going to have this isser, Da'oraisa, there's never going to be a gzeira of gzeira shemi yavi rena dalet amis pershus harabim because he's never going to walk straight for amis. He's always going to be stopping and starting. By definition, walking is going to be an isser. So what's the answer according to Ben Azai? So the Yerushalmi says, oh, we're talking about a guy who jumped four amis. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, just to point out, if we know what four amis is, let's not even go to the Chazanish Shita, okay? Of 8 feet. Let's go to 7 feet, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know. I don't know about you guys, Rabbi Yisai. Last time I played ball with a bunch of Jews, I haven't seen that, Zachter Kiveger, he said to his son-in-law, he said to his grandson, Reb Leibola, I don't know when the last time you played a 3-on-3 is, but we're talking about Yidden over here, said Reb Kiveger. You know what I'm saying? Who's jumping Dalet Amos? What in the world is Yerushalmi saying? This is mamish the biggest milsad leishchicha le'gazer be'avon that I ever had. Have you ever played ball? We're not talking about, we're not in Chves Voti Park, in Teaneck, or I don't know where the big parks in Five Towns is, everybody say. Voti Park is where I used to live in high school. Yeah, Judy, you ever been in Voti Park?
Yeah, I go running there sometimes.
So those guys used to be my buddies. The guy, the courts, the blue courts there. That's it. That's senior year. I had like a cot out there. I slept there at Yom HaVelayla. So that was my place. So Lamaisa, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Yid. You know, they liked me. I had a good outside shop. But like, they never told me to be the guy to go inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, to go in and like, you know, there wasn't a Habaminish of a Habaminish that I was going to get like, you know, even touch the rim. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I frack the Rebbe Kivya Eger. Bells on, stay outside in the outside shot. You shoot the threes. But like, you know what I'm saying? There's no co-fits for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is very schwer. So Blay Eger said, if you become Hasidish, so then it's a Milsa Deshchicha. That was his teretz. That was the Machshava that we spoke about Kvitza is a Milsa Deshchicha when it comes to the Hasidish Yidin, when it comes to the Avodo this year. Okay, that was the Shmuz. Reb Kivya Eger didn't buy it. Reb Kivya Eger didn't like my Shmuz. Reb Blay will like my Shmuz. Reb Kivya Eger didn't like the Shmuz. So, Lamaisa, what did Reb Kivya Eger answer? So Reb Kivya Eger said, one sec. I have a very simple solution. According to Ben Aza, you picked up your chauffeur inside your house. You picked up your chauffeur. And you started walking, Dalet Amos. And Mistama, when a guy has an agenda, when a guy has a job, when a guy has to do something, he has to go to the Chabad Shliach. So he's going to continue walking. So Zucker Kiva Eger, why can't that be the case? Why can't that be the tzir? A guy picked it up. He did not kira. He walked Dalet Amos. He didn't stop. And he walked into the Bucky's house. And he was Mavri Dalet Amos. What's the problem, everybody said? What's the problem?
He didn't stop.
But did he walk for Amos?
Yeah, but if you're going from Rishis Yachid to Rishis Rabim, you have to stop in order to be chayav.
Right. So that's what Ruki Vega says. So that's the story. David just answered it. So I never stopped in Rishis Rabim. Most people, when they walk, they don't stop in Rishis Rabim. David, I ask you to go get something for me from another guy's house, right? You're going to take it, you're going to stop and start eating some jelly beans in the middle? No, you're going to finish the job. We got things to do. Come on. Pick up the chauffeur, walk outside, and go to the other guy's house. So why is it not Gzeira Shema Yoytzienu? Because he was never Moitzi. You don't have to become Hasidic to answer this question. You just have to become practical. Be a realist. He picked up the shofar, he walked, Mavri Dalet Amos, and he went into the guy's Chabad Shliach's house. No goyness. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You could still be a misnagid. Chevra, Reb Kivya Eger pulled a fast one on us. Oh boy, did Reb Kivya Eger pull a fast one on us. Why didn't Rashi and Tosfos say like Reb Kivya Eger, Rabbi Say? Rashi and Tosfos never thought there was a possibility that when a guy goes to do something, he's actually going to only stop when he gets into the guy's house? Rashi and Tosfos never went to the grocery? Rashi and Tosfos never went to shul? Rashi and Tosfos, no, they always take breaks. They didn't know Reb Kivya Eger's teretz? Yeah, David.
Maybe it has something to do with like, it has to be something big enough that you need to stop for it. So they would hold that like a chauffeur, it doesn't apply here.
And Reb Kivya Eger, I'm saying chauffeur's too big, you're saying you have to stop?
Okay. It doesn't, like, it's not.
Because the Mishnah writes, you know, our chauffeur is a shear of a tefach. You know how much a tefach is? You need this amount that it should be show up a little bit on this side and a little bit on that side. That's it. That has to be shear of a tefach. That's a mashu sheba mashu. Really, it should be kosher even in the hand. It's just that we shouldn't think that you're blowing it through your hands like you do in the cold. Right? So we want it to stick out a little bit. The tefach, the shear. Tefach. The mashu. Anyone have a teretz, Rabbi Say? Is this bothering you guys? Jack.
Yeah, what about, it's just the same thing as the Gemara, meaning that we can't use this case that there's a possibility he might stop, just like the Gemara says a possibility he might be Mavir Dalet Amos. That's why the whole Gezeirah came about. So if he might stop, then you can't say Reb Kivya Eger's answer.
Wait, so what was Reb Kivya Eger holding and what was Rashi Tosfos holding?
Reb Kivya Eger says he's probably going to go straight away to the guy.
There's a machlokes between Rabbi Kivya Eger and Rashi and Tosfos whether or not a guy is probably going to stop.
I mean, I guess that I mean that's Rabbi Kivya Eger's side. It's that he might stop. he's not going to stop. But you could say that Rashi
I hear. It's a little strange lumdus, you know? What do most people do when they go outside? I think Jack's right.
You might talk to someone
in the street. Over here, Rashi and Tosis held. No, most people stop and take a break, Rabbi say. You guys are all trying to be like, easy on yourself. Like, oh, Rashi Tosis held the brakes. Rikivagas said, go bite there. Good, Jack. Good. Julian.
They held that the same thing is true for their Rosh Hasharabim.
What do you mean?
They held that that's not a chilek. You find something in Rosh Hasharabim, you're also not chayef unless you stop in time. So it's not a
reason for the Gemara to state that. No, the Malacha is carrying four Amos, so that you did. Why didn't what are they disagreeing with? You were Mavir Dalad Amos Rosh Hasharabim.
I just
you hear what I'm saying, Julian?
No, I just froze for like 10 seconds.
Everyone agrees that you carry Dalad Amos Rosh Hasharabim here. So what's lacking?
What do you mean what's lacking?
What's lacking in your malacha? You carry Dalad Amos.
Wasn't there a concern, thought to do that? To go straight?
Yeah, I picked it up. I knew I was going to carry Dalad Amos. I realized I didn't know, and then I walked straight. So therefore, Avar is Dalad Amos is Shayach, but I never did Hotzah because I didn't stop.
Didn't we say by Tosos that he's not even dealing, that the whole thing is that you found the shofar?
Right. Tosas doesn't agree with Rashi, right? He says you picked it up al das.
Then does stopping even apply? Because it has nothing to do with Hotzah.
I stopped. I stopped in Rosh Hashayachid.
I'm saying Tosas says the case is where you found this is that you found it outside.
Yeah, but why couldn't Tosas understand it practically? You picked it up inside. You walked. Why are they against this idea of just walking to do the job? Rabbi Sarab Kiva Eger is making a major assumption here, which I think Rashi and Tosis might have disagreed with. Every Hotzah / Havara, Rabbi Isai, doesn't only need the carrying and the transfer from one domain to the next. It needs also what, Rabbi Isai?
Halachas Machsheves?
Hanacha.
No.
Hanacha and what else? What's before Hanacha? Akira, not Akbar, Akira. Akira and Hanacha. So there's something lacking in Rabbi Kiva Eger's example. Where is the Akira and where is the Hanacha according to Rabbi Kiva Eger? It's in Rosh Hashayachid. Where is the Malacha happening? Mavir Dalad Amos Rosh Hasharabim. Is this so posh what Rabbi Kiva Eger said? That if you have an Akira and an Anocha, not where the Malacha is being done, that's going to still be Mavir Dalad Amos Rosh Hasharabim? Or does the Akira and Anocha also have to be in the place that you're being Mavir Dalad Amos Rosh Hasharabim in the Rosh Hasharabim? This might be a very, very important Nekuda, Rabbi Isai. I don't have time to get into all of the Mekoris about this, Rabbi Isai. There's a Rab Chaim, a Rab Naftali Trop, and a Meiri, and a lot of Mekoris that you should know. Even though I bombarded you with Mekoris, there's a lot more Mekoris I could bombard you with. So I'm a Rachmanis. Rabbi Isai, listen carefully. Yesh Lachkor. Is the Akira and the Anocha part and parcel of the Etzem HaMalacha? Or is it just a tnai? Is it just a condition? But the real malacha of Havaris Dalad Amis is the carrying four Amis in the Rosh Hasharabim. And then as long as you have an Akira and an Anocha, that's good. Nafkamina what? Does the Akira and the Anocha have to be in the location of the Havaris Dalad Amis? If you understand that it's part of the Etzem HaMechayiv of the malacha, so then it's got to be part of where the malacha is. Until you did it Akira and Anocha in the Rosh Hasharabim, which was what the Malacha Mavri Dalad Amos Rosh Hasharabim is, So you don't have the malacha. Masha'en, can if you understand? No. Be'etzem, the malacha is moving an item for Amis Rosh Hazarabim. Just we only consider that to be a real bona fide malacha if this item was also picked up and it was put down. But perhaps that picking up and putting down could still be a violation of Ma'avid al Amis Rosh Hazarabim, even if the Akira and Anacha took place in a different area. Rabbi Isai, there is Makoros, there's Sugyos that might lend itself to distinguishing between these two Malachos in terms of the Akira and the Anacha for Hutzah and for Ma'avir Dalet Amos. Without seeing all of the sources, if one would distinguish and say, when it comes to Havara, the Etzem HaMalacha is really the fact that this item moved for Amos, and it's just conditional that you need it to be picked up and put down. Masha Enkin, when it comes to switching the domains from the Shesayach to the Sarabim, it's not just a Tanai, but it's part of the Etzem HaMalacha to be picked up and to be put down from the Rosh HaYochid and the Rosh HaSarabim, that there's going to be something essential that's missing in the Malacha. Perhaps the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Rashi and Tosis is this very Chakira. How do we look at Akira and Hanacha when it comes to the issue of Ma'avir Dalet Amos Birshus Harab? So if we find sources throughout Chazal and throughout Rishonim that perhaps distinguish between the Akira and the Anacha by Ma'avir Dalet Amos and Hotzah, which by the way might relate to the Yom Truah and the ideas that we've discussed at the beginning of this year, that perhaps you could differentiate between Havaris Dalet Amos and Hotzah, if that's the case, so then one could also agree to Rabbi Kiva Eiger that over here, it's not essential that the Akira and the Anacha actually took place at the point of the transgression in the place of the Ma'avir Dalet Amos in the Rosh Hasharab. Rabbi Isai, we're going to stop here. I want to wish you all a beautiful Yontif, a Yontif full of meaning, a Yontif with a Shofar this year, a Yontif with the strongest Shofar possible, a Yontif that will be life-changing, a Yontif that the Cheshek Shlomo says starts the Perek of Yontif. Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Isai, we should all be reborn, starting the Aser Simei Tshuva Rabbi Isai, like the Rambam tells us, to be another person, to be a new Shem, to have a new name, to have a new identity. Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Isai, to really take the events of this year and now a Rosh Hashanah following and have a different perspective. Have a different perspective of our goals, have a different perspective of our avoda, have a different perspective of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mirtz Hashem, with that perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezaka all of you, with siyata deshmaya, with menucha, with simcha, with bracha, with nachas, with mazel, with health, and Mirtz Hashem, with no nusioinus, and the Mirtz Hashem, you guys should all have a wonderful year of Aliyah and Ruchnius, Aliyah and Avodas Hashem. And I want to ask Mechila, if I ever hurt anyone inadvertently, Rabbi Isai, I'm proud of all of you. And I just do so for the shtick, as I'm sure many of you know. But if I ever, Chas V'Shalom, was Nichshol in insulting any of you or coming down too hard of you, it was all meant for a Toyeles, all meant because I just want the best for you. And Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Isai, you should all be zeiche to a beautiful din. And Mirtz Hashem, looking forward to seeing you after Rosh Hashanah in the few days that we have before Yom Kippur. Aksiva v'chasima toiva, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer. Kol mishalos libecha l'toiva. Rabbi Isai, this is an opportunity. This year, these 2 days are the greatest opportunity that you have. Don't lose the opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity. Okay? Okay. To all of you.
Amen. Thank you. Very much.